Charity Children. Mit Elizabeth haben wir sie gerade aus der Konserve geholt, aber gleich werden sie noch live spielen, aber vorher möchte ich sie erstmal begrüßen. Hi and welcome to Stadtland Flux. Hi, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having us.
So you're celebrating your third anniversary these days.
Genau.
Can you sum up, or can you speak German in the meantime? Have you learned some words?
I'm ein bisschen willen, aber langsam.
We're still very nervous to ever try to speak it.
Okay.
So. But this time next year, we will be fluent.
Next year, okay. The fourth anniversary. But can you sum up in a few words what happened in these last years for you as a band?
Well, yeah, it kind of started out pretty randomly. Me and Elliot just moved over to Berlin, not really knowing what we would do. And we kind of had an interest in playing music, but we didn't really play music yet ourselves. We were both actors back home. And then, we just started going out onto the street just with a ukulele, just the two of us, and started playing on the street. And then over the years, it slowly grew. We met our cellist, and then we met Nick, our guitar player, another street busker. And now we kind of play as a core band of six. And tonight at the Lido will be a band of nine. So we
fluctuated.
Yeah, that's what's happened over the 3 years. We just keep adding.
Yeah, also Charity Children. Also haben eigentlich angefangen als Chloe und auch Elliot, haben auf Straßen gespielt hier in Berlin. Dann sind sie entdeckt worden und haben immer mehr gespielt und haben sich auch immer mehr vergrößert und erweitert. Ein Cello ist dabei mittlerweile, auch ein Gitarrist. Und heute Abend stehen sie zu neunt auf der Bühne im Lido. You already have one album out. Is there some... Or a second in the making?
There is very much a second in the making at the moment. We just started about a month ago making our next... Well, we haven't quite decided yet if it's going to be an EP or whether it's going to be an album. But we've just started producing our next release about a month ago, and it's going really nicely. We're working with a very lovely old friend of ours who's producing Ender Gallery, and we're having a really lovely, lovely time. And we're getting a lot of our songs that... because we play on the street so much, we write a lot of music, and... there's been a few street songs that we've been playing for a couple of years that we haven't got recorded, so we're trying to get those down and finally to a recorded recording. So it's going very nicely for us. We're having a lovely time.
And you will play some tunes tonight.
Unreleased
and everything.
I hope so.
At least a few. Yeah. So we're going to be nine people at the Lido. And we're just, it's been about 3 years now since we first walked onto the street and started playing. And we're playing a selection of songs that we wrote pretty much over these last 3 years. you take over, Chloe. Sorry, our dog's in the studio and
we've got our 10-month-old puppy in the studio and she's chewing Elliot's jumper.
Genau. Amy, der kleine Charity Children Hund, hat hier gerade irgendwie was in die Zähne bekommen. Wir wollen aber jetzt was hören von euch. We want to listen to a new track that you brought. The name is?
This song is called Holy War.
Okay, then.
I might just pop the dog outside the room.
Okay, so we müssen erstmal kurz den Hund rausschmeißen. Vielleicht jault er ja dann auch vielleicht von draußen noch ein bisschen mit. Chloe sucht gerade den Urli, der den Hund übernehmen soll. Ah, da kommt sie zurück. Okay.
She might be a little bit in trouble.
Sorry, she's a bit naughty.
Okay, then let's listen to this track.
We fight for nothing more.
Die Charity Children und die sind hier live bei mir im Studio. Wunderbar, great song.
Thank you so
much. Ich
muss mal applaudieren. Ich bin der Einzige, der hier gerade die Audience geben kann. Ja, wenn euch das gefällt, wie gesagt, heute Abend im Lido auf jeden Fall ist eure Adresse. Und jetzt hauen wir den Hund auch wieder rein, die Amy. Amy, come back.
Puppy can come in now.
So, what did you do with the... So what will you do with the dog tonight?
The dog has a puppy sitter tonight.
Ah, okay.
we do rehearse at home with the whole band.
Hello.
And she's always at rehearsals. And in the last 2-3 months, she's started to develop a habit where... In the perfect moment, she'll start howling with us. And look, I know I'm a proud dad, but she is howling beautifully in tune. I don't know how she does it, but so not tonight. She's still too new tonight to come on stage, but maybe next time we'll bring her on stage.
And maybe she will be on the next EP.
Yeah, definitely.
Somewhere.
So is it really true that you haven't played for a long time in Berlin?
We last played, I think, in October.
No.
November last year. At the Rota Salon.
That play in Berlin all the time. We play on the streets all
the
time.
But you don't like roofs.
We don't mind roofs. No, we don't. We don't play as often inside in Berlin because we enjoy playing on the street so much, but every so often, just as a special occasion, we find a venue and play these songs that we've written for the streets inside. And these days we're even writing songs for inside as well. So
So there's a difference between writing songs for outside and inside? So I never heard about
Yeah,
it.
There really cool. Well, for us,
yeah,
I mean,
we think so.
Some songs that work beautifully inside won't necessarily translate when you play them on the streets, mm-hmm. because when you're playing on the streets, you've only got a certain amount of time to grab someone's attention. So usually the songs are a little bit brighter and faster and, you know, like more sound tend to stop people in their tracks. And the more intimate, you know, quiet songs, people tend to just walk past. So we use the opportunity when we go inside to really play these more intimate songs that we write as well. Yeah.
So we will see what happens tonight
at
the Lido with Charity Children.
Thank you.
So you brought some tickets to give away for the listeners. So shall we put a question? Oh, no, we give them away after the long weekend, huh?
Yeah,
so
don't test their minds. Just give them away.
So, dann greif mal einfach zum Telefon und wähl die wunderbare Nummer, nämlich 030 2000 9000, also Berlin 2000 9000. Und dann geht der Simon ans Telefon und verrät euch, ob ihr heute Abend bei Charity Children auf der Gästeliste steht. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
You have to come back. Ja, bitte sehr. And you have to come back before you celebrate your fourth birthday.
We will, of course. Thank you.